I need a victim. A volunteer. Need a volunteer. Some brave soul. Who wants to do a little bit of role playing? Anybody? Any brave soul? Thank you. Kneel. Fold your hands. Place them in mine. Do you promise respect and obedience to me and my successors? May God, who began a good work in you, bring it to completion. Amen. Anyone else? Thank you. So now you get to do whatever I want you to do. Do you recognize that scene? It is from the ordination rite. The priest or deacon promises obedience, kneels. It's a wonderful line. It's from the second reading. I am confident in this. The one who began a good work in you will bring it to completion, will continue to complete it. First encountered that line as a seminarian, as I was watching guys ahead of me being ordained as deacons. Heard it at my own ordination. And it is a line that comes back over and over again for me through priesthood. I think it is one of the most brilliant lines that Paul ever wrote. For me, it's one of the most important lines that Paul ever wrote. It is a reminder to me that with all my questions, my worries, my fears, my confusion, my sins, my silly decisions, my mistakes, God is still going to work with me. God is still going to work on me. God is going to see it through to the end. And I don't think I am the only one here that has questions, worries, fears. I mean, that is the life of a disciple. Discipleship is not easy. There is no instruction manual that covers each and every single situation that we find. There is no manual to tell us how to deal with all of the curveballs that life throws at us. Being a disciple is difficult. We have questions. We have worries. We have fears. Sometimes we're paralyzed by the thought of making a mistake, confusing our will for God's will. I think all of us question at times, what the heck does God want from me right here, right now? I have a friend of mine. There's a wonderful saying. He always says, God is exactly where you are, exactly where God wants you to be. It's a pretty good line. You are exactly where God wants you to be. And by that, I take it to mean that as long as we are connected to God, He can work with us. As long as we are still in touch with God, placing our lives in His hands, seeking Him with all our hearts, He'll see it through. He won't abandon us. He'll be with us. you know, sometimes it may not be all that clear. Sometimes the way forward may be a little hazy. The answers aren't always forthcoming. Doubts creeping in. But as long as we remember that he started this, he's the one who began a good work in us, he'll see it through to the end. He won't leave us alone. And that's what Paul is telling the Philippians, reminding them that it's not all on our shoulders, that we don't do it all by ourselves, that we have to allow God in. We have to leave room for God to do his God thing with us. And if we do, we will know that we aren't alone, that we're not doing it all by ourselves, that he hasn't abandoned us, but that he will see it through to the end. So remember that. Keep that in mind as we make our way through Advent. When those times you get overcome by questions, worries, or fears. Because I am confident in this. God, who has begun a good work in you, will bring it to completion.